Welcome back to Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz and Wyatt Thompson with you. 537-1350, 866-776-1350 if you want to call the show. We're also on Twitter at the game 1350. K-State loses 23-9 to Texas. Week off before Baylor next Thursday. Baylor loses Seth Russell for the season. If you missed that from earlier today, also Mark Mangino out as Iowa State offensive coordinator. So a lot happening around the Big 12 Conference in football, but basketball is pretty much here. K-State has their first men's basketball exhibition game on Friday against Emporia State. The women will open up a week from today on Monday, and we'll talk, by the way, in hour two with Jeff Mitty at 5:20, K-State women's basketball head coach. But the men had another scrimmage over the weekend. Obviously, we were in Austin, so we did not get a chance to see it, but Justin Edwards led all scorers with 17 points. He also had 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Wesley Owundu had 15 points and 4 assists. Stephen Hurt, Dean Wade each had 13 points. And then on the injury front, I know this has been a point of frustration, and we've heard it from Bruce Weber the times that he spoke to us at the media days, but DJ Johnson, Barry Brown, Corby Irvin, Dante Williams all did not practice. They didn't play in the scrimmage. And there have been guys, Dean Wade didn't play in the first one, beat up, in and out. So right now, maybe a little difficult for them to develop the continuity that they want to this point in the season.
That's well said. I think that really is the issue right now. I mean, this is the time where you're learning each other and growing and so on and so forth. So there is, I think, you know, there has been some frustration there with that, with Coach Weber, his staff, and even the players to that point. The good side of it is that I don't think anybody in this realm that we're talking about is – long-term issue health-wise. Excuse me. I think the guy that has struggled the most to this point to get back is Dante Williams. But I do believe he is making progress. I think the other guys are I don't know this. We'll find out a little bit more probably tomorrow, but I think that most of those guys would probably be ready to go by Friday night, I think. We'll see.
Barry Brown played in the first scrimmage, so that was one that caught me off guard. And I would, you know, just reading between the lines, I would think that's minor.
Corby's been, you know, he's been pretty close, so we'll see. But we'll see what the coach says tomorrow. But I think most of those guys have a chance to be ready Friday. Maybe not all, but most.
And then DJ Johnson on his front, he was telling us at Media Day that he was close to 100%. I know the coaches have been saying, hey, he's a guy that goes so hard all the time and wants to go 110% all the time. So they've got to be careful with him and make sure that they manage him. So that, to me, would be my guess on DJ Johnson. But again, we'll hear from Bruce Weber tomorrow with more on that.
Well, you kind of always lean towards that just because you really do need to be careful to make sure you're bringing him back at the proper speed and not just letting him go full boat, so to speak, and then have some issues because, you know, 15, 16 months it has been a long, long climb back up to the top of the hill for DJ. And from everything that I've heard, for the most part, you know, he's handled this well. A little bit difficult at first kind of getting into that basketball shape when you're not really going full speed all the time, but yet I think he is getting closer and closer. The best part is I don't think he has had any issues at all with the foot, and that's, you know, the more of it is, you know, just getting into the basketball shape and you know, it's a pretty long layoff, man. You got to work your way back.
Like 18 months basically since he played competitive basketball.
Yeah,
long time.
It is a long time, and I'm happy for him. Let's hope he can stay healthy. Because he's really fought hard to get back.
Really, this exhibition game, as far as exhibition games go, I know it can sound fairly boring, especially being, you know, against Emporia State, a team like that. But I'm intrigued just to see these guys play. I mean, there's so many guys that we have not seen play on this team, and I haven't been able to go to either the open scrimmages so far. So to be able to see not only these guys play and how they match up with just another team, honestly, sure, I think it holds more value than it would a lot of seasons just because there's so many new faces.
Well, there's 10 new faces in this group. You've got 5 returning guys and 10 newcomers. That is a little bit of a rarity at this level of major college basketball, but it's what it is. And I really think Coach has made it very clear to this point that he likes this group of guys. They've really worked hard. They've done what they've been asked to do. I really think they have made some progress, and yet there's still a long, long, long ways to go. You know, it's when you're learning a system as a new player, whether you're a community college player like Corby Irvin, whether you're a high school player like Kamau Stokes, whatever, it takes a little bit of time. And, you know, they're learning everything that is K-State basketball. So I think they've done well to this point. But this exhibition game, the one a week from Friday against Fort Hays, those types of games and then those early handful of games are to get, you know, some momentum going in the right direction and get everybody kind of used to how things are done and the way they, you know, defend, the way they play offense, lots and lots of stuff.
And maybe the guy I'm looking forward to most to see for the first time is Dean Wade. I'm encouraged by the fact that he had 13 points in that scrimmage. I mean, we had Chris Lowry on this show a couple weeks ago, and he was really talking up the angle of no one gives him any respect because he played at a small Kansas high school, and he's way more ready to go than most people realize.
Well, I will say this. I've been fortunate enough to see him in a few practices. And, you know, at 6'10 and 225, that sounds like a big man. And yet he really has very, very fine skills. Can handle the ball, pass it, dribble it, shoot it. he just has very, very nice basketball ability and IQ, hard worker, just a terrific young guy. I mean, I think everybody's going to love the kid, and I'm hopeful that they see what we see and that they have a little bit of patience, and yet also in the same breath, hope for big things, because I think he is capable of exactly that. I'm telling you, John, you're going to like him. He can shoot it. He just has really nice basketball talent. He's a basketball player.
And the skill set that I know Bruce Weber always talks about, like in the stretch four. I mean,
yes.
He's got that type of a skill set that seems to work well in this offense that they really want.
Yeah.
So again, K-State on Friday will open up the exhibition season against Emporia State. The women will open up a week from today on Monday night. We'll talk with Jeff Mitty at 5:20 in hour two here of Wildcat Insider. I'll throw this in as well. K-State volleyball won for the third time in their last four matches over the weekend. They swept Texas Tech 25-20, 26-24, and 25-19. That was on the road. So K-State's now up to 12-8 and 4-4 in the Big 12. Again, winning three of their last four, and the one loss in there was to Texas midweek last week, who was number two in the country. No shame, certainly, in losing to Texas. And now K-State's got a match on Wednesday at West Virginia against a Mountaineer team that they beat in straight sets in Bramlage, so I would think another pretty good shot at a win this week.
Brian Smoller and I shot a little show for Fox College Sports this morning, Wildcat Showcase. We do it about every couple of weeks. And he said something there that I hadn't really known that much about or paid that much attention to, that 16 of their first 21 matches were away from Manhattan. And here they are. That's eventually going to even out a little bit.
Right.
And they have played better lately. After that match with West Virginia, they will have some home matches, including some very big ones against, you know, like Kansas and like an Iowa State and that. So the point of this story is that they've hung in there, and at 12-8 with their conference record, if they would really have a pretty solid finish here, you could certainly make an argument with the strength of schedule that they could be an NCAA bubble team, and that's exciting with what they've been through with injuries and you know, just a typical growth of a season. They've done a nice job.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was wondering about that based on the resume that they're starting to put together.
Yeah.
And by the way, Katie Brand is the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week after last week as well, so congratulations to her. She's been having a great season for Susie Fritz and the Wildcats.